Mate, we've done it. The last, it's kind of like day three of the championships, maybe.
Yeah, it's like a consolation prize.
Unofficial.
Yeah, definitely. But, mate, just not just Sydney this weekend. There's bloody group racing everywhere in Australia. Yeah. It's unbelievable.
We did four states. That's unlike us.
Could have done five. But we gave that one a really wide berth.
We chose not to. So we did obviously the races at Randwick. We did the Quokka over in Perth. What else we do? There was a couple of listed races in Brisbane.
Mornington Cup Day as well.
Which we've had success at in the past.
We certainly have. So plenty to listen to, drifters, and plenty of reasons to have a play this weekend. Who would you do it with, mate?
The good people at Ned's, mate. They are absolutely sensational. Team Orange through and through. They have the profiles at the moment, which we wouldn't have helped you last week, or I certainly wouldn't have. But, you know, you can follow us on the tips that we give out there. Go straight to the profile, puts you in your bet slip, and you can get on there.
100%. Hopefully we find you a few this weekend if you decide to follow us in. And you know what? If you don't want to look at the profiles on Neds, that's absolutely fine because they can cater to every other one of your needs anyway.
100%. But what are you really gambling with? For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au. Muhammad Ali, Ricky Ponting, Don Bradman, Barry Elgin.
Champion status.
What's that Kanye song?
Did you realize that you were a champion in their eyes? I think he did. So he packed it up and brought it back to the crib.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I messaged you. I messaged anyone who'd listen, which, to be honest, isn't a long list of people. but I was blown away by that very elegant victory.
Same.
We said on the podcast, the runner by runner preview of the cup, I'd be shocked if she won. And I was shocked because she won.
I was shocked that she won so easily.
Yeah.
Four lengths. Like, yeah. That is a smacking. And, you know, it was a subpar field because you look at probably, I'd say, Celino down.
Yeah. Anything from Celino down.
Like, so ninth down, that was a gap job.
Yeah.
That was just like, and poor old Celino, he wanted further.
He did. He only just started getting going, poor Celino.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, it was the race wasn't, didn't unfold in any way that I had expected. What's that you always say about horses in their grand finals?
I like backing them.
Yeah. And what's that you say about horses in afterthoughts?
Yeah, they never perform.
Yeah, and so incentivize his victory in the Caulfield Cup screamed grand final to me.
Well, the coach said as much, you know.
Peter Moody said, "Oh, the Caulfield Cup was always the goal.
Yeah.
Anything after that, maybe."
Yeah, which I can appreciate because you're like, well, if I'm going to take the shortest priced Melbourne Cup favourite since Farlap, it's an afterthought, which yeah. I was happy to like work around him a little bit. Still had him in my exotics, which still didn't land. but yeah, you have to appreciate when the trainer does that because otherwise, how are you going to give us a chance? To be fair though, Chris Waller was adamant that Very Elegant was a genuine 50-50 chance of running.
Well, the fact that J-Mac had booked another ride tells me that even he was under the impression that VE might not be running. Which just, I don't know if I'm more blown away by that or less blown away by that.
Well, it was Bray Sulkowski. Sorry, bruh, if I got your name wrong, but he was really pushing for it.
Was he?
Like, yep. He's like, if the horse is sound, let's run it. And then he ended up getting the Quinella in the race. What a guy.
A young man too. Mm. Just got charged for celebrating a bit too zealously, which, come on.
What's that? Is that chump change?
Yeah. First and second, did I whack my own horses in a Quinella? Course.
Yeah. Like, What would that be? That'd be equivalent of like a parking fine, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
You only see the wins though. He would have had a lot of horses that, well, the Bray Silks are those like army silks.
Yeah, like yes, yes, yes. Yeah.
Subpoenaed. Shared Ambition. You know, so there are some that can't get the JD, but there are a lot that can.
And when they get the JD, they go big. They don't go low.
No, they don't go low.
They go big.
They go big.
Yeah, so look, as it's unfolded, yeah, very elegant. She's a special, special horse. Did I think she could win? No.
No.
Did I have her in my exotics? Yes.
Chee-hoo, baby.
But our Drifter of the Week this week had very elegant, so we'll talk about that later.
Yes, we will. But should we just get on to Ladbrokes this week?
Yep.
Lovely. Now, let me just get my notes up so prepared for this episode.
Oh, there you go.
We're leaning into VE's official champion status now. Now, for mine wasn't even an issue prior to the race.
How many horses win 9 Group 1s?
How many horses win 9 races? How many horses go to the races 9 times? The Autumn Sun didn't.
The Autumn Sun did not, but yeah, I couldn't understand the dialogue.
Just absolute idiots, mate, honestly. Don't get it. And if you think we're just, you know, leaning into the current, you know, chat. We were saying this ages ago.
Yeah. Go back and listen to our old podcast, you nufty.
Yeah. Speaking of, we have a very vast back catalogue. So,
yeah.
Yeah. If you want to give that a go, if you haven't watched us on YouTube yet, you can do that. But, yeah, I think she's always been a champion, but it is a good opportunity for us to look at modern day champions. So, how many do you have on your list there?
Man, I just have two.
Okay. Well, let's talk about VE then.
Mm.
Let's kick it off with her. Let's not bury the lead here. We're not a bad journalist here. We're not journalists at all.
No.
But we know one thing is that you don't bury the lead.
You never bury the lead.
No. Because why would people stick around?
What? I've been asking myself that question. Wait, that many people watched our Melbourne Cup episode on YouTube?
What?
Hello?
Yeah. That's just some Google doing its finest work. Anyway. Look, we've touched on the debate of Very Elegant, but she put it beyond doubt. 10-time Group 1 winner now. 4-length victory in the Melbourne Cup, but she's won Group 1s from 1,400 metres right up to the 2 mile, which is unbelievable. Heard a hectic stat about her.
Yeah.
She's never won the same race twice.
I know, I saw that.
How insane is that?
Bizarre.
How versatile is she?
I saw that during the week and I was reading through, I was like, holy shit, these are all different Group 1s.
Yeah, it's insane. Insane. I think Corey Brown brought it up.
Yeah.
Which is, yeah, it's crazy.
Different tracks, different ways of going.
Yeah.
Different distances, obviously.
Well, soft going, heavy going.
Yeah. Dry decks.
Yeah. Kind of Winx like, you know.
She's a special, special horse. And
she's not Winx, let me get that straight. But
no.
Winx, it didn't matter what the conditions, the distance.
She's a better horse.
Just went out there and got the JD. Now, VE can have an off day.
She can.
If she draws barrier one, you can put a line through it.
That's what we've learned over the years. Have I backed her when she has?
Of course. A few times. Of course.
Because I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
No, VE is a champion. Yeah. She's gorgeous. By two no-name parents, Zed and Opulence.
Well, Zed was servicing Clydesdales.
Yeah, how's that?
Insane. And she's still a nutcase. Did you see her after the race?
Yeah, she's nuts. She's just J-Mac on board was a big tick though.
100%.
Hindsight is a beautiful thing, as you've probably learned through the journey of listening to this show, young drifters. But yeah, VE, for me, there's a guy racing this weekend who's pretty short in the market. But after he conquered the Everest, I'm going to say Nature Strip's a champion.
He's a modern day champion.
Yeah.
How many Group 1s has he won?
I was just looking at this. So, obviously, the Everest doesn't count, but let's call it one. Concord, the Lightning, TJ's twice, Dali once, the Meyer, the Galaxy. How many is that? 1, 2, 3.
6.
Yeah.
So six Group Ones plus an Everest. It's pretty impressive stuff.
Bucket load of money, 15 yeah. mil.
You know, bit of give in the ground. Oh, sorry.
yum yum yum. Give me some of that.
Yeah, but not. Don't let me get too close to the ground because I will sneeze my head off. He's got a nasty affliction. He's got hay fever, but he keeps winning this horse.
The strip is a shit you're not allergic to grass.
It's crazy.
Hay fever.
You know who else is a champion of a different sport? Lee Matthews was allergic to grass.
Was he?
Yeah.
I think you've told me that before. Yeah.
And when Lethal? If you ever see Lethal, old pictures of him, he's got the reddest nose in Australia.
Really? Because he just didn't enjoy it?
Yep.
There you go.
So, you know, I reckon Nature Strip's got a bit of Lethal in him. Real, you know, just a straight up bull.
Yeah, he's just a bull, isn't he? He just goes for it.
Absolute alpha. Yeah. Alpha of this field.
Oh. Brain this field. Gee whiz. So Nature Strip for me.
Yeah, love that. I've gone for like a 2 to 3 year old season champion.
Oh, wasn't it just a glorious time to be a racing fan?
Well, the Autumn Sun had to go on this list. Yeah. He'd have to be the best two-year-old, three-year-old coming through that we've seen.
Yeah. Yes, 100% without a doubt. Like he was unbelievable.
Since we've like watched racing, we obviously didn't fully appreciate like Sepoy.
Yeah, you know? So you think.
Yeah, so you think, but he probably came onto the scene as a three-year-old.
Yeah.
The Autumn Sun.
From two onwards, mate, yeah.
He won five Group Ones.
Yeah.
He only raced eight times.
Yeah, I would have loved to have seen him go up against Winks.
Yeah.
Oh, like just stick around until he's like 4 or 5 and just. Yeah. Oh.
That Cox play, just that last, because that would have been her last Cox play, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Either her last one or a second last one.
Second last one, maybe. 2018?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah, might have been a last one because I don't think he was a 3-year-old when Humidor gave her a scare. It is what it is.
Would have liked to have seen him with 49.5 kegs on his back in a Cox plate, mate.
Holy smokes. Holy smokes. I think the mighty man gets the job done.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, he'd give it a sight, wouldn't he?
All right, let's put it this way. I don't think it would lower his colours at stud.
No.
I think it'd only enhance them.
100%.
Missed opportunity, guys. And maybe that's a bit of karma for what we're seeing with September Run at the moment.
Oh, God.
You know what I mean?
There is no way that I'm ever – I haven't spent a cent on her for a long time, and I'm glad I haven't.
I don't think I've ever.
Yeah. Well, I did, and then I didn't for the Coolmore, which she won, and then I did a few more times after that, like an idiot.
But yeah, 8 times he raced, 7 wins, 5 Group Ones, did it as a 3-year-old, a 2-year-old, got through the heavy going even though he didn't really like it. One of the best looking horses you'd ever hope to see.
The Autumn Sun, a great name. Silks, play on, everything about him.
You know what I really like is an older stallion. Like how bloody good did Spanish Mission look in the mounting yard?
Oh, he looked good.
And he had the chest out.
Oh,
he was looking around. He's like, I'm the man here.
Oh, yeah. He knew Spanish Mission. I saw him in the yard. I think I don't know if I messaged you or you messaged me. I was just like, holy shit. Look at this. Look at this specimen in the yard.
So I would just love to see more, you know, entires just going into their work.
Yeah.
Because some of them have a think about it, which I like. But he had the mind on the job. So.
Yeah. You never know what you're going to get. So my sort of second point, it's a group of three and I wanted to discuss it with you.
Sure.
And this is an open forum.
Well,
you know,
for two.
Yeah, for two. Yeah, to be honest, don't care what you guys think. Listen. Yeah, subscribe, please. But three jockeys.
Sure.
Ollie.
Yep.
Hugh Bowman.
Yep.
J-Mac.
Mm-hmm.
Who would you consider out of those three modern-day champions? All three? One? Two? None?
Ollie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ollie's
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm with you, mate. 126 Group 1s today for Ollie.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking that if Ollie wasn't on board of Willowy today, if Ollie wasn't on board Colette on the weekend, if Ollie wasn't on board Superstorm as well, none of those horses win.
If Ollie wasn't on board Special K the other week, he's not roaring, mate. No one else is doing that.
No, of course not.
He did it again today with Willity.
Yeah.
He was roaring that thing
up. Yeah,
home.
He did.
No one can roar like him.
No, it's aggressive too.
Yeah.
From a smaller man.
Yeah. No, he has a set of lungs on
him. He does.
So I would hate to lose a debate to him.
But well, I think Ollie's a modern day champion.
Absolutely.
He's been around for a long time and he's still doing it. Absolute peaches left, right and centre. And full apologies, might I add, because I potted him the other week.
You did.
Before the Caulfield Guineas.
You did.
He was on board Animo and I said, I'll call myself out, 100% I will, especially when it's recorded. I was like, the thing that's turning me off Animo a little bit is Ollie being on board. Since that ride, he has been on fire.
Well, maybe he should be thanking you then.
Oh, he definitely listens.
Yeah.
Percent 100.
So, nah, Ollie 100%. J-Mac, he'll be there. Yes, sir.
Yeah, he still has to earn his stripes, like J-Mac.
How long would he be? Would he be a decade into his career?
Yeah, he missed some time, remember?
Yeah.
He's only 30, J-Mac, 29.
Yeah. So he's probably, a decade into his career. You know who I reckon stiff to miss out on that? It's probably Kieran McAvoy.
Yeah.
Yeah, even Bossy. Bossy,
yeah.
Bossy in a big race. It's been a bit hit and miss in the last year or so, but, he usually gets the job done in a big race.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah, fair. But I think if you're talking consistency, there's none better than Ollie.
Mm.
J-Mac's pretty good, but he gets the rides. Ollie doesn't get the rides.
No.
And Huey, well, Hugh's swung me in the last year. He really has, because I was he kind of put me off today. Biscayne Bay. I thought that was a cracking bet.
Mate, the market thought so too.
I know.
So I checked afterwards and, got pumped in.
It did. Of course, I got the overs and just basically had none. I think it didn't run out the distance. Anyway, Huey obviously partnered – a quarter of his Group 1 wins with Wings. So, yeah. He's turned me around. I think he's kind of gone back to the working hard ethic.
Yeah.
Where during the Wings era, he's admittedly said that it kind of just all came for him. So, anyway, that's Modern Day Champions.
Yep. Thanks to Ladbrokes.
Thanks, Ladbrokes. If you want to read some of their other special interest articles, you can go to Ladbrokes.com/blog. And down the bottom there, you'll see our stuff along with some other stuff, which is absolutely fantastic. But the last day of the Flemington Carnival, mate, is VRC Sprint, i.e. Dully Sprint, mm-hmm. and the McKinnon as well.
Yeah.
Let's start with the VRC Sprint. Now, I don't know if you've know this one, but there's actually a really short price favorite in this race. I reckon what we do here is we try and find a case for something to beat it because we're obviously both going to tip this horse.
But gotcha.
Let's talk more Nature Strip. Strong Barrier 2, which isn't ideal down the straight, the inside with a bit choppy track, he'll get through it, but the better ground might be out wide. Could there be something that's drawn a bit better that might, cause of the... Will there be hearts in mouths in the final 200? And if there won't be, what could cause it?
If I was going to bet on something other than Nature Strip,
sure.
And I'm not going to bet on Nature Strip at that price. No. Don't get me wrong. I'll have about 1,000 multis where he's a cornerstone, the foundation. Which if you remove that foundation, the entire building collapses in a second.
Oh god, yeah.
If I was going to consider two other horses. September runs, it's in the bin. It's out the back, not even in the recycling, just trash. Catcher. I'd be looking at the girl that I backed in the Manicato, Bella Nepotina. She's awfully consistent. Sure. Will she love the straight? Couldn't tell you. Look, she's gone on Flemington three times for a second and a third, so... She doesn't mind the track, Bella. She's in great form. Mare's in form. She'll go well. She's been up for a long time. So I think $9.50 is probably not the price that you want to dive in at. What about Ranch Hand?
I think that's the one.
Yeah, coming out of the Coolmore.
Yep.
Where Home Affairs, there was talk during the week that If he produced a similar race and ran to the rating that he ran in the Coolmore, he'd give Nature Strip a red hot crack in this race.
I doubt that. Well, you know.
As in if he matched it again.
Yeah. The figures don't lie, obviously.
Mm.
But he wasn't versing Nature Strip. He wasn't eyeballing him.
No, he had it all his own way, Home Affairs in the Coolmore.
100%. And, you know, it's nice for some. What about Splintex?
Yeah.
You know, he's probably not up to this grade, but you've got one Group 1 horse, in my opinion, in this race. You know? And he's had an okay prep.
When he turns up, he turns up.
Yeah.
I'll give him that.
He's proven down the straight now. Yeah. He beat he didn't beat much. He beat Away Game and the Astrologist. So, look, it's hard going to try and find something to beat Nature Strip here.
Oh, yeah, no knock on any of these horses except for the fact that Nature Strip's the best sprinter in the world.
Yep. So I have Nature Strip on top.
As do I.
Ranch Hand into second.
As do I.
And you know what? I think Shakiro could have actually finished a little bit closer in the Coolmore if he had the good luck, and he's drawn the right side for mine. So if there is a couple that are going to be a little bit of flies in the ointment here, I think they will be drawing out wide. So Shakiro as well.
Yeah, I might chuck Bella in there.
Sure. What about the McKinnon then? So there's another sure price favorite here, but this is actually a pretty deep race. I would give Superstorm, Zaki, Moanga, Colette and Hungry Heart a chance of winning this.
I would be with you.
Yeah. So I'm on Zaki.
Same.
Because here's my logic. I look at that Cox Plate. And we all know what happened out of that.
Yeah.
VE's just produced one of the best performances of all time. Do you think Zaki would have beat home VE that
day? I think Zaki would have won that race by 2 or 3 lengths.
Wowie. I think he would have at least beat home VE. So if I think he's beating her home, you know, by me just moving the magnets around on the board, surely he's beating these lot.
Yeah.
Surely.
Yeah, he does, yeah.
Drawn barrier 8, so he's out of trouble. J-Mac reunited.
You love to see that.
Thanks for coming. Flemington will have a bit more give, again, which allegedly will be better for him.
Love to see that.
Annabelle Neesham has said that this horse couldn't be going better. You know, he's just got a bit hot and flustered on the day. He'll be right. I reckon he'll win this.
I reckon he brains him.
Brains him.
I reckon second place, Colette, if there's been a rain around. Ollie jumps off. Frosty jumps on.
Well, Ollie's suspended.
Ollie's suspended. What a way to go out today. Thanks, Ollie. Mate. Oh, Colette, yeah, Colette will run well. Mwanga's a good horse.
He is. He's kind of. I think he's confirmed it for a lot of people, this prep.
Yeah, he's a good horse. Hungry Heart's a good horse. I think she won't measure up here. That Empire Rose. Nah.
Mm.
No thanks. So, yeah, I'd say Zaki. I think Colette's a good horse. And I think Mwanga will run well.
Yeah, I'm similar. I have Zaki winning with Mwanga running second and, you know what? Just for our old mate, Sam Sheen, KO Nantique's going to run third. All right, Drifter of the Week time. This is an exciting one. It's odd, isn't it?
He wasn't ringing like that.
He's done it a couple of times.
Hello.
G'day, Jess Mitchell. It's your friend Declan Jones here. How are you going?
I'm well, Deej. How are you?
Yeah, well. Got Hutcho here as well.
G'day, Jess. Nice to meet you over the airwaves.
I've heard a lot about you, Hutcho.
Only good things, I'd hope.
All good. All good.
Thank goodness.
Excellent.
Can I ask, right off the bat, I'm assuming Declan told you about the podcast, but how have you found it in, you know, our third season so far?
Well, I enjoy listening to it. I think it's, I mean, look, I think if you're into racing,
sort of helps.
Anyone would love it. Yeah. If you're not, probably not then.
Love to hear that. Thank you.
So,
but no, I think it's great.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate your support, Jess. And, for those who aren't aware, Jess Mitchell is one of the great punters. Unlike a lot of other people, found the bloody Melbourne Cup winner on Tuesday. How are you going?
Yep, second year in a row. Pretty happy with myself, if I do say so. So,
Twilight payment last year, is that a reference to the movies, or was that a speculative bet?
It was. Yes, they are one of my favourite movies. That trilogy, one of the best trilogies ever made. So, he was sneaky on there, and that came off for me. And I think the year before, I might have even had Val and Declare to place. I've done okay.
I think you're overqualified to come on this.
Yeah,
now.
you're too good for us.
Yeah, but don't ask me how many other horses I was betting on. when you bet on 23, you probably at least get one of them.
Yeah, hopefully you land something. But thanks for coming on. Thanks for coming on, Jess. Really appreciate it. So we've got a couple of Group Ones to end the Flemington Carnival this weekend. Now, one of the races has a horse that I know you're a huge fan of, and you've been a huge fan of since day dot, Nature Strip in the VRC Sprint Classic. Have you landed on him?
I don't think there's any other horses in the race, is there?
That's a good point you make.
So without a doubt, and anyone who's not on it is stupid. Obviously, the odds are very, very short. But, let's just multi it into something. And I'm a different kind of punter. same race multi.
Just playing the exotics.
I do. But absolutely, if you're not on a Nature Strip, I think you're being silly.
Yeah, look, we're with you. 100%. It's a short price, but chuck it in every single one of your multis. She'll be right.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. What about the McKinnon, Jess? They've got another shorty there.
I know, but I'm not with it.
Ooh.
Love this.
Mm-hmm. I'm with Colette.
Ooh.
Mare in form. Talk to it, please.
I just feel, cracking run, winning her last two.
Mm.
And I think that's the way to go.
Yeah.
I do love a Godolphin horse.
so
not as much as a Wallace stable, but I know that's probably a little bit people are thinking that's a bit silly, but
There's a bit of rain around.
Yep.
Colette loves the wet deck.
Mm-hmm.
I reckon it's a cracking bet, Jess.
If she ended up going to the Caulfield Cup originally, she probably finishes second there.
Yeah.
To incentivise.
Yeah.
So I reckon that's a cracking bet, Colette.
I wouldn't shy away from the Quinella of Darcy Colette too.
Yeah, any little sneaky Quinella.
Yeah. Well, you're speaking our language.
I wouldn't be opposed to it. may have already put it on. that's what I'm thinking.
Love it. Beautiful. Love your work, Jess. All right, so move on to your other bets for the day. So do you have a roughie for us?
I do.
Where are you playing?
Eagle Farm.
Oh, yes. Back in the Sunshine State. Let's go.
Back in the home state, race 8.
Yep.
Number 3.
Genzai the Wolf.
Genzai the Wolf.
Go the Wolf.
Yep, we like the Wolf. What are you getting, about 16 bucks?
Yeah, 15.
Yeah, okay.
15. And I won maybe almost 2 months ago, and I was like, I like Genzai. So I was looking at that, I was That's my roughie. At $15.
Straight in the black book.
The black book.
You should see how many horses are in the black book. Some of them, you know, they're not even running anymore. I need to clear it out.
Yeah, get the broom through there and just give it a good sweep.
But yes, I'm a big fan. So hopefully that one comes off at that price would be good.
That'd be nice. Each way bet.
Each way, I have. Again, this is in the same race, actually.
Oh, betting twice.
Actually, no, it's not the same race. I've written the wrong thing down.
That's all right.
That's okay. That's all right.
Let me have a quick look. She's the boss.
She's the boss. Come on, Declan. You can find this.
Is that the same race?
It is the same race, unless it's a dual acceptor. It's number nine in the same race in Eagle Farm.
Oh, number nine. Yeah, that's my each way, though. Yeah. You know?
Yeah, that's fine.
Because Genzo will win, and then we'll have She's a Boss. The place.
I love the way you punt, Jess Mitchell. It's playing in the same race because you're a same race multi punter. I love to see it.
I am. I am a same race multi punter. I didn't do too well on Tuesday in my same race multis or my trifectas, but
you got the winner.
I do love them. I did get the winner. Yes.
That's all that matters.
And doing a sneaky bet of Celino to finish top 10, paying $3.
Love that.
Easy money. Easy money.
So I was pretty happy with that. But
mate, done well.
Yeah. So that's what I think for the weekend.
Yeah. One more. Best bet of the day? Best bet.
The best bet is, it's silly, but the best bet is Nature Strip. But because it's short odds, I would multi it into Colette.
Ooh.
Oh, love this.
Juicy. Juicy. Okay.
All right.
We'll let you do that. We'll let you get away with that.
100%.
Let me do it. That's what I'm doing. Yeah. So, you know, I want the fans to know what I'm doing.
Yeah. No, that's course. That's okay. That's fine. Brilliant. Well, thank you so much for coming on, Jess. That was very insightful. I loved every minute of it.
Yeah. Thanks so much, Jess.
No problem, guys. All right.
All right, mate. Best of luck on the weekend.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
See ya.
Hooroo.
Bye.
That's a good best bet.
I love that.
I love that.
Gee whiz.
Makes mine look kind of ridiculous. Okay. Well, look, if we're having a multi as our best bet of the day here, if we're having a bet on that, we need to do that responsibly, Declan.
100%.
So if you are having a bet, punters, make sure you do it responsibly. If you need help, you can call the Gambling Help Hotline on 1800 858 858. They also have some resources online. So, Declan Jones, what is your roughie play of the day?
Mate, all of my bets are in Flemington this weekend. I want you to go to the last race, race nine, number 10, the last Napoleon. We're on the straight here. This horse hasn't got the best record on the straight, but he came home like a freight train in Moonee Valley a couple of weeks ago. Apprenticeship claim, 3 kegs, 54, draws well. Barrier 18 out there, make his own luck, then the last Napoleon. $21 with Ladbrokes to find out. It's not quite a Leroy bet, but it's pretty close.
It's bloody close. Let me just have a look at this horse. The last Napoleon. Oh, yeah, nice dark silks. I like to see that. Three kilos claiming apprentice.
Yep.
You know, so she's getting low.
Getting so low.
Yulon Command, Duchess of Dorset in the boat. Hal Vorson, who won today. There you go. So ran beside that. That's back in April. So, but that's okay. Look, drawn the outside.
That's what you want.
I think that's a good play. My roughie of the day is in race 7 at Flemington. Now, who do you reckon my roughie of the day would be here?
In here. Is it just a canner?
No.
Oh, man, I don't know, but my best bet of the day is in that race.
Oh, crikey. Yeah, no, I know who that would be. Rainier,
okay.
Yeah, I'm...
That's nearly a Gus Gould.
This one, he's one of mine, this horse, and I don't know why. He never wins. James Cummings, Huey Bowman in the saddle. Now, Hugh won first up on this horse, and I remember we should have been alive in this quaddie because I changed late, and Edith Jones won the first leg, Sydney Cup, a couple of years ago. This horse was in the last, and we had two Godolphin runners running. Thank God we weren't alive because we didn't have Rainier, and he won about 30-1, and it was the noses to end all noses.
Just real close.
Oh, so close. And if we were still alive then, I don't think we would have recovered. It would have been that heartbreaking. That doesn't tell you about anything about this horse. But it's a nice story regardless. He had an okay Brisbane prep, beat Special K home in the Wayne Wilson. Look, is that red hot form? I don't think so, but I think it could be good enough to land here. Barry one, bit sticky. You know where he's going to get with Huey on board, right up the arse end. So going to hope for luck, but Rainier, not bad play.
Love your work, mate. My best each way in Flemington as well. Race 5, number 5, Mimi's Award. Been tapped in the market already. Opened about $11 with Laddie's, now $7.50. Pretty lightly raced this mare, but geez, she's got a cracking record, especially on a softer deck. Look, she's going up to 2,000 metres, which I think suits based on her last run. Ran second behind Saltpeter, but was carrying 59 kegs to Saltpeter's 55.5 kegs. So drops 2 kilos here, goes up in distance, which I think is cherry ripe for it. Mimi's Award, $7.50.
Lovely. Same race.
Yeah. Cardo. Didn't we have a Cardo bet the other day? Maybe for an each way or something.
I don't know.
Oh, whatever.
Let's assume you won. But
that's right. It was in the thingy, Shayu versus Arameo. I couldn't tell you which horse came home first.
I think it was Shayu by one place. Anyway, I have Star L here.
Okay.
So she's only won the one race. So that's how well I'm going. But she ran second to Flying Mascot, who actually ran a pretty decent race in the Empire Rose. 2 weeks in between runs, Moonee Valley I don't think is her track. I think Flemington could be. Damien Frosty in the saddle, love-hate relationship with this man. Hopefully a bit of love on the weekend. And she gets out to the 2,000 metres, which, you know, her CV doesn't look that great, but I think she's a different horse these days. So Danny O'Brien, Damien Lane, Barrier 6, Cherry Wright, thanks for coming. Get the JD.
Cardo on the line or six-pack. Best of the day for me, already alluded to it earlier. Already alluded to it earlier, but it's not Lalude. Race 7, number 11, Shayu. A little bit disappointing in the Kentala. She's got too far back. She did. Way too far back. Winkers come on. Hopefully that'll sharpen her up. I think 1,400 metres is more a go anyway.
Yes.
Meets a much easier field here. Mm-hmm. Man, you're getting, is it $4 with Ladbrokes to find out?
Holy smokes.
That's a stupid price. Yeah, Shayu.
I reckon that's a nice Quinella play.
Okay, yeah.
Rainier into...
Man, that'd be... Pay anything. Let me just touch on the fact. In that race, number 5, Just a Canner.
Oh,
just a lowly 52 starts. So it was having its 52nd start on Derby Day, and it gets home.
Yep.
John McNeil's only winner of the day. And there was only one man on board. There's only one man in our group who even considered the horse.
That was Dean Yendall.
Dean Yendall, wasn't it? Yeah,
he's ridden it in his last 3 times.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, anyway.
I'm thinking of, but anyway.
Your summary is Jai didn't have the day out we were hoping.
No. and that probably summarises Derby Day for a lot of people, the fact that horse won. But anyway, yeah, Shayu.
Yeah. So, No, I'm not done on this horse yet. He's had 8 career wins.
Let's just keep beating him up.
No, not beating up. Singing his praises for Paddy Payne. He's had 8 career wins now. You know, he places 56% of the time, but he's won a quarter of his races in his last 3 starts. What has – should change his name to a fine wine. Crikey.
Just a decanter of wine.
Jee-hoo, baby. He's here all spring, ladies and gentlemen. Zaki's my best of the day. I wanted to go NS, but, you know, there's no fun in that because, like, if we're being truthful and not looking at units, NS is the best bet of the day. But Zaki, bit more mayo on top there. So Zaki wins it for me. But, yeah, nice short and sharpish one, 40 mins.
Well, when you've got Nature Strip in one group one and you've got Zaki in the other, really our job is done for us.
Yes. You'd hope so.
You'd hope so.
You'd hope so. But yeah, mate, thank you for listening to all of our podcasts over the last week. Some great feedback on the Craig Sneesby episode, the owner of Salino. Melbourne Cup runner by runner, had some fantastic feedback in numbers. And the Derby Day breakdown probably wasn't much help to you, but it was all fun regardless. So probably only 3 more episodes after this one, but we'll add in some interviews here and there, which we need to plan out. But, you know, season's not quite done yet.
No, we've still got a little bit to do.
At the latter stages.
Yeah, but, you know, it's been a good Flemington Carnival thus far. Let's end it with a bang.
Let's hope, because you know none of our Juicy Stakes bets got up last week.
No, yeah.
Like across you, me, or the Drifter of the Week.
Yeah, terrible.
Yeah. But, yeah, tipping comp will be up again. Just see our link in bio, and I'll try and even put in the stories, you know. Might be easy. But, alrighty, Drifters, thanks for listening once again. Yeah, if you could subscribe wherever you listen and on YouTube, give us a review, all that good stuff, that'd be great.
Yep, that'd be awesome. Thanks, Drifters, and best of luck.
Hooroo now.